faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, with Superman unaware of what has happened, Jimmy Olsen has traveled across the country to a small desert mining town, where he believes Lois Lane is in trouble. And when he asks for her at the small hotel, the cub reporter is dismayed to hear the proprietor say,
"Ain't nobody named Miss Lane stopping here, cub."
"There isn't. Are you sure?"
"Of course I'm sure. I own her of this hotel."
But she told me over the phone she was here, and she said she was in great danger."
"She ain't here, cub. And what's more, she never was. You must have made a mistake."
Try to picture a situation, gang, in which you wake up in the morning hungry as a bear. You jump out of bed, clean your teeth, wash, dress, then dash into the kitchen for your breakfast. But when you get there, you are greeted with the sight of your mother's sad, tear-washed face and her broken-hearted announcement that there is nothing to eat in the house. No food at all. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? You can't believe anything like that is possible ever, anywhere. Well, let me tell you how wrong you are, because there are many places in the war-torn world today where scenes like the one I just described to you happen almost every day. As a matter of fact, nearly half of all the children in the world, nearly 230 million of them in Europe and Asia, are almost always hungry. And many of them are sick, very sick, as the result of being undernourished and improperly dressed. Can you think of a more unhappy situation than that? And can you think of anyone who needs help from you more than those 230 million unfortunate boys and girls? Of course not. Well, gang, here is one thing you lucky boys and girls in America can do. You can join the newly organized Crusade for Children and lend your efforts to the campaign to make life more bearable and far more pleasant for those sick, hungry, and unhappy children in Europe and Asia. This is your chance to do your part to help boys and girls like yourself to grow up strong and healthy, and by so doing, deserve the gratitude of those children who will someday grow up to help you make this a world of peace and plenty for all. In a little while, I'll tell you more, so keep listening.
And now, the adventures of Superman!
When Lois Lane, reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, told cub reporter Jimmy Olsen that she was going away on a dangerous story and that he could learn her destination by working out a crossword puzzle, both Jimmy and Clark Kent, who is Superman, thought she was joking. Then, when Lois phoned Jimmy the next day, saying that Horatio Horn, a Daily Planet correspondent, had mysteriously disappeared in a small desert mining town, and that she was personally in great danger, Jimmy laughed heartily, certain she was only continuing the same joke. But a strange phone call from Horatio Horn's sister made Jimmy wonder if Lois had not been telling the truth after all. Unable to contact either Clark Kent or Editor Perry White, Jimmy decided to investigate himself, and after a long plane trip, he arrived in the little mining town of Moundville, situated on the edge of the desert. But at the town's only hotel, where Lois had said she was staying, Jimmy was told by the proprietor,
"Miss Lane ain't here, bub. What's more, she never was."
Convinced now that he was the victim of Lois's practical joke, Jimmy left the hotel and started up the town's only business street, dark and deserted now, except for two taverns farther ahead. But as he passed a dark wooden storefront in search of a taxi to take him to the airport, a voice caused him to whirl around.
"Jim! Jim Olsen! Here I am, Jim, in the store entrance."
"Keeping lizards. Miss Lane."
"Yes. Well, I thought you'd never get here. Where's Clark Kent?"
"I don't know. Listen."
"You don't know?"
"No, he went someplace with Mr. White yesterday. I don't know where."
"Good heavens, but I need him badly."
"Why? What's up? Look, will you tell me what this is all about? I thought you were..."
kidding all the time.
Kidding? Good heavens.
Sure, all that baloney about you not knowing where you were going and for me to figure it out in a crossword puzzle. When that old red-faced character in the hotel told me just now you weren't there and never were, I was sure it was all a gag.
Mr. Ketchell said I was never at the hotel.
I don't know what his name is. A weird-looking guy with gold teeth. He was wearing a frock coat that must be 100 years old and torn old sneakers.
That's Mr. Ketchell, all right. And now I know he's mixed up in this.
In what?
In Horatio Horn's disappearance.
And wait. I was so excited seeing you, I forgot that. What's this about Horatio Horn disappearing?
It's true, Jim. He vanished before my very eyes.
He vanished?
That's right. We were in the hotel talking. He was starting to tell me about a terrific story he'd got hold of and which he wanted me to help him with. And suddenly the light dimmed just for about a second. And when it brightened again, Mr. Horn was gone.
Gone?
Yes, he wasn't in his room or in the hall or any place. He just vanished.
Oh, now, look, Miss Lane, people can't just vanish,
of
you know.
Of course they can't, Jim, and that's why I'm so sure something has happened to Horatio, and we've got to find him.
We?
Yes, you and I, since Clark isn't here to help.
But what about the police? Didn't you go to them?
Well, there isn't any police force in this town. Only a sheriff is way up at the mine somewhere and won't be back for a day or two. So it's up to you and me, Jim.
Holy smokes, what can we...
Well, the first thing to do is get back into the hotel. You've got to take care of that.
Me? How?
Well, Mr. Ketchell won't let me into the hotel because I told him I think he knows what happened to Horatio. So I want you to get a room in the hotel, Jim. And then I'll join you and we'll look for Horatio together.
Okay, but if he thinks I'm with you...
Oh, he doesn't. I told him I was going back to Metropolis.
Oh. Well, okay, but...
But what? Are you afraid, Jim?
No, not exactly.
Well, then go ahead. And after you get your room, go to the back door of the hotel. It's at the end of the first floor corridor. Unlock it, and I'll be there.
All right, Miss Lane. I'll do my best. It's awful late, and I'm pretty tired, Mr. Ketchell. So I decided to stay here till morning and then go back to Metropolis. Will you give me a room, please?
Sorry, bub. They're all filled up.
Oh, gee. Look, isn't there some place you can put me up?
Nope. Like I said, we're all filled up.
Oh, well, golly, Mr.
Look, want some good advice, bub.
Huh? What do you mean?
Get out of Moundville tonight.
Tonight? Why?
Because it's kind of an unhealthy place, that's why. Good night, bub.
He was lying, Jim. His sister told me only one room in the whole place is rented. Just wanted to keep you out of the hotel.
Well, he did it. So what do we do now?
What do you suppose? Come on. We're going to get into that hotel, Jim. Frosty Ketchell or no Frosty Ketchell. Come on. Horatio's room was at the end of the building, Jim, on the first floor. And the window looked out on this empty lot. Here, this must be it.
Light in the room.
Wait a minute. I'll rub some of the dirt off the window. There's a bright moon. We'll be able to see if anybody's in there. Now, let's see.
Anybody there?
Oh, no. Here, let's try to get this window open.
Okay. Oh, I think it's locked.
No, it's just stuck. Push, Jim.
I am. I think it's coming.
Jim. We don't want Ketchell to hear us.
Can't help it if the window sticks.
Well, take it easy, just a little at a time.
Okay.
Oh, dear, I do hope he doesn't hear this noise.
Me both.
There, that's enough, Jim.
Now we crawl in.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay. Here goes.
There. So far, so good. Now...
Are you sure this is the room Horatio Horn disappeared in?
I'm positive.
A closet in the room? I can't figure it out. You sure he didn't just walk out through the door?
I know he didn't, Jim. The lights weren't out for more than a second. I would have seen him and I would have heard him.
Look, let's try to figure this out from the beginning. Just where were you when it happened?
Well, I was standing right about there.
Uh-huh.
And Horatio was standing right here where I am now. He was just starting to tell me about this terrific story he was following when suddenly he cried out and... Oh, shit!
Miss Lane. Miss Lane. Miss Lane, where are you? Holy smokes. Now she's disappeared.
His eyes bulging, Jimmy Olsen stares about the little moonlit room. Empty now, except for himself. What has happened to Lois Lane? We'll be back in a moment for the startling climax of the episode.
Keep listening.
Give me just a moment, gang, to answer some of your questions about how to help the starving children overseas. First, join the Crusade for Children. What is that? Well, the Crusade for Children is a nationwide organization designed to enlist the active aid of American boys and girls in a drive to raise funds with which to buy food, clothing, and medicines for the sick and starving children of Europe and Asia. Who's behind this drive? The Crusade for Children is sponsored by the American Overseas Aid and United Nations Appeal for Children. How can you join the Crusade for Children? There are no application blanks to fill out, no membership fees, no cards, no buttons of identification. You simply decide that you must do your part to help those boys and girls who are so much less fortunate than you are. From there on, you do everything you can to raise funds. You may canvass your family and friends as well as your neighbors. Get a group of other boys and girls to help you give a play or a party which you charge admissions. They can sell cookies or fudge. In short, do everything you can to raise money, no matter how much or how little. Then turn the money in to your city's headquarters for the American Overseas Aid and United Nations Appeal for Children. Remember that every penny you turn in will help in part to save the half of your own generation that is so desperately struggling for life in parts of Europe and Asia. Keep in mind that 230 million sick and starving boys and girls are looking to you, counting on you not to let them down. Don't let them down, gang. Do everything you can to save those children, and you will help to save the future of the world.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman!
In a room in Frosty Ketchel's rickety little hotel, Lois Lane was explaining to Jimmy Olsen how Horatio Horn had disappeared the night before, when suddenly she disappeared too. Now, believing he must be dreaming, Jimmy stands in the small room lit only by the moon shining through the window, staring at the spot where he last saw Lois.
Miss Lane! Oh, golly. Miss Lane! Miss... Oh!
This here room, you heard a noise, some rumble.
Yeah, Frosty. Number 8. Same one Miss Lane claimed that guy Horn disappeared in.
Really, switch on. So, nobody here.
That's funny. I was sure I heard somebody yelling in here.
Yeah, you must have been dreaming, Willie.
Well, let's go down the stairs.
Scratching his head, Weary Willie, combination hotel clerk, bookkeeper, and porter, follows Frosty Ketchel, his employer, from the room. The moonlight filters through the dirty window, plays on the ancient frayed carpet and the few dreary pieces of furniture. But there is no sign of life in the room. What has happened to Lois Lane and to Jimmy Olsen and Horatio Horn, all of whom disappeared so mysteriously in this very room? And what more will happen with Superman so far unaware of this strange plight of his friends? There are more thrills in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Tune in same time, same station, for Chapter 5 of the Crossword Puzzle Mystery on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Street Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.